You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of I Hate Dating, where we try to take the world of dating and make it suck just a little bit less. As always, I am joined by my two illustrious co-hosts, Stacey and Paul. Stacey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic and improving. Paul, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. All right, so let's jump into our first story for the show. So today I fucked up. My friends and I decided to go out partying as it was one of my friends' birthday. I ended up losing them in the club, so I went outside and saw other people I knew, but there was this one guy that I didn't know with them. So I got to meet him, and we kind of spent the night together alone somewhere near the club.
Yeah.
We ended up making out, and I could tell he was interested in me, and he asked me to meet another day. So we get to this day, my best friend and I went to the gym, and together we made plans, but then he texted me and said he could meet later in the evening. And I wasn't going to leave my friend because that would have been rude as we made plans. The thing is, I've been talking to her and about him and telling her that he was cute and that I really liked him. So she asked if she could come and maybe he could bring some of his friends, which, to be honest, I didn't really want her to come as I wanted it to just be us two. I asked him if he'd rather meet another day as I was with my friend, but he didn't mind her coming. I thought this meant he was going to bring another friend along. It ended up being just us three. So we hung out, and I was feeling kind of uncomfortable and awkward as I noticed he wasn't paying much attention to me, and he was being very friendly to my best friend.
Wow.
I also noticed he barely looked at me, but I thought I was being paranoid, and I didn't want to be jealous. He ended up backing up a bit and being more distant because my friend was putting her head on him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Basically, I was just there listening to their convos, and he was showing her pics on his phone. We went back home. I was telling her how I felt unsure about what happened and that I couldn't tell anymore if he was interested or not. She told me he tried to hold her hand, but apparently she wasn't sure, and she told me she couldn't tell either if he was interested.
Hmm.
Today, I decided to text him and get an answer, as I thought it was kind of unfair to me. I also found out he texted her, and I asked him what was going on, and he told me that he liked my friend better. Obviously, I told him to F off the nice way as I didn't want to be mature about it. I didn't know what to do. I feel kind of betrayed and mad at my best friend, as I know what she thinks is I know that she thinks he's cute, but I also know that it's not her fault in a way. What do you think I should do? Stacey, turn this over to you first.
Well, this friend of yours, she's not a good friend.
Ooh.
What?
She's not.
Why?
I'm sorry. That was totally inappropriate for her to put her head on his shoulders. If you know this is a guy that your friend is interested in, why are you blatantly flirting with him? Now, granted, they just met were just getting to know each other, but it's not appropriate for you to put your head on the shoulder of a guy that you know your friend is interested in. It's just not appropriate. First of all, she shouldn't have been there. But, you know, her friend was trying to, you know, not be a bad friend by blowing her off because they had plans originally. So she's like, okay, well, you can come with us. And the guy was cool about it. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, he liked the other friend better. Okay, right. That happens. All right. I'm not even mad at this guy because, you know, he's human.
Mm-hmm.
He had better chemistry with this friend.
It's called a taste test.
However, this friend, she crossed a line by even flirting back with him.
Okay. Now, see, I think this speaks to one of my fundamental issues I have with the fair sex. And it's this idea that, you know, the girl should not have been there. And, like, it's her fault that she was there. When in actuality, you know, the girl said, like, I can come along or I cannot come along. And the girl who said she wanted to spend time with this guy by herself didn't stand up and say, look, you know what? No, you can't come. You didn't state what you really wanted. You stated what was the socially acceptable thing. And I understand there's pressure for women to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like you opened up, like we say in court, right? Like, you know, the defense opened the door.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. Like I said, you know, I'm not even mad at the guy, you know.
Right.
He had more chemistry with this friend. But that friend did not have to put her head on his shoulder. Do you see where that was, like, crossing a line?
Yeah, but, okay, with that, let's get Paul in on this, and then we'll, then you and I can talk about the shoulder, about shoulder gate.
Okay.
All right, so they don't give free samples of Burger King at McDonald's. If you're going out with someone that you're going out with, typically, this is a first date. Essentially, they met at the club. That was when you met.
Right.
This is your first time going out. So, I haven't experienced that since I was, 12, getting my grandmother to take me to the movies for me. Like, why are you have your friends meeting your out on the first date. That's the first date. That's supposed to be you and someone else. Mm-hmm. So here's what you do. You make a choice. Mm-hmm. Either you choose to see this guy on that day, or you brush your brush your friend off, or choose to see your friend and brush the guy off. What you don't do is bring everybody together and say, hey, I brought you some options. Right? Which one do you like? Because he's not dedicated to anybody.
No. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, this is first time seeing you in real light as well. Right, so
exactly. I'm not even drunk anymore.
Yeah.
And now that I'm not drunk, I think I want the friend. I want your friend. That's why he was trying to hold a hand. That's why he's got her number. They texting now. She's like, what she's unsure of is she's unsure if she should pursue this. Because basically what you did is you hooked your friend up with somebody cute from the club. Hey, babe, I met this cute guy at the club. I think he's perfect for you. Let me facilitate this meeting is what you did. That's what you did.
But here's the thing, though. But she did tell the friend, like, look, I'm really into him.
She did.
Mm-hmm. And then
told the friend.
Yeah, but
her actions said, I got this really cute guy that I want to bring, and let's see which one he likes.
But she was hoping he was going to bring a friend, too.
She was hoping.
Right, and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So anyone listening, if you lady, kid, you don't bring sand to the beach.
Yeah,
you either brush your friend off and go out on that date, or you brush the date off and go out with your friend. You don't have enough hooks in. This guy has no loyalties to you whatsoever. He met you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what you did was you brought him options, and he chose.
Okay, so I agree with you. There is no loyalty there in terms of this guy. However, what about your friend?
Right.
I asked Irvin about this already. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that it was inappropriate for the friend to be putting her head on his shoulder, considering that she knows her friend is digging this guy?
All right, so, and this is why we love having Stacy around.
Yep.
Because Stacy's going to bring the female aspect to it.
Yeah.
Because when you talk to the lions, two men are going to say, all right, I met Shorty at the bar last night.
Word.
I told her to come meet me here.
Word.
Let's see which one of us she fell in.
Let's jump off.
We both going hunt.
Yeah.
And whichever one she chooses, the other one's going to bow out. Great. That's you. You did that.
Or try and get seconds.
Or try and get. I don't know about that.
Okay.
So inappropriate.
Remember that hard left we were talking about?
Oh, that's my bad.
So that's men, though. That's men. Now, women, y'all got all these rules and rules of engagement.
This is true.
Claim. Well, anybody see that episode of Walking Dead? You see it. Claim. You just say claim. And that's yours at that point. Why? Because you saw it first?
No, yeah, I guess no. For me,
men are just like, she gonna choose who she want.
I hear that.
Me and her see somebody at the same time.
Yeah.
It don't matter if he talked to her first. The understanding is, unless you've gone past a certain point, of course,
mm-hmm.
then she gonna choose which one of us she wants.
Gotta put on the reserve list.
Okay, I hear what you're saying,
yeah.
But I guess from my perspective as a good friend,
mm-hmm. okay.
if I know that my friend is digging this guy, I'm not going to sit there and blatantly flirt with him. As soon as I got there and I would have seen that there was no one for me, I probably would have said, you know what?
This isn't for
me. I'm gonna leave. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys have your date. I'm out. But I'm not gonna sit there and flirt with him.
Is it flirting? Is it? I mean, you guys are enjoying an evening. This is a double date.
Why are you putting your head on his shoulder?
This is a double date.
She crossed the line.
Three-way date, as far as I'm concerned.
The head on the shoulder. Yeah.
She crossed the line. I'm sorry. She crossed the line.
Did she?
But did.
It sounds to me like her and my man were freaking vibing all night.
Okay.
At what point do you say?
He struck oil.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at what point do you say, wow, I'm sort of connecting with this person?
She should not have been connecting with him.
What if he's the
After
one?
After 24 hours? I mean, she met this dude last night.
What I'm saying is, as soon as she got there and she saw there was no friend for her,
mm-hmm.
and she knows that her friend is digging this guy, she should have bowed out gracefully and said, you know what? I'm going
to
let you guys enjoy your evening.
I need to
I'm out. Call me later and tell me how it went.
I need to introduce a hypothetical.
All right.
So, same scenario. Mm-hmm. You and your friend's like, I met this dude last night at the club while we were screwed up and we're going to meet today. He may bring somebody. You want to come on some 12-year-old shit. And so you show up and nobody for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys all hang out as a little threesome And the entire time, you are connecting like no other with this person that just so happened to come into your circle via your friend because he talked to her and kissed her a couple of times while drunk at the end of the night after the club. So they never had sex, and you guys are vibing, having some strong connection going on. You're going to pass up on that on GP?
For me, because that's my friend and I know her and I have loyalty to her and okay. not him. Because okay. guys come and go. There's a right. million and one guys out
what
there.
If that's your guy?
He's not going to mm-hmm. be the only guy I vibe with out here.
But what if that's mm-hmm. your guy?
He could be. What? But if he's destined to be with me, mm-hmm. we will yeah. cross paths another way. Or maybe I can have a conversation with my friend after.
Get the permission.
Okay. Get the permission. Oh. But you don't sit there and just go, I'm going in.
Just go in. Just savage with it. Just coming in hot.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like, you just don't do that.
So what I'm hearing then
yes.
is that among men, it is understood.
It's understood.
That you have not crossed a certain point with this woman. Mm-hmm. Therefore, she going to choose.
Absolutely.
But among women,
okay, look, Goldie.
It is not understood.
You know what I'm talking about? He sounds like Goldie right now from the Mac. You know, your hoe chose me. That's what this sounds like right now.
But is that not what it is?
Superfly, 1972.
That's what it is. No, but that's like the rule of thumb. I mean,
yeah, it is.
Any man out there, please call in and confirm and co-sign this. Absolutely. I'm not pulling this out my ass.
No, I must say, this is
a woman's going to choose. Like, if this is...
Now, I will say this. I will say this, though. I would say this. I believe this works for men because we have conflict resolution systems in place that work really well, even though they're really stupid, right? So let's say Paul picks this girl that I really wanted to get with.
Yes.
Like, I can fight Paul later. And then we'll just be okay after that. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, all right, like, look, we
got a problem for life.
Like, let's not pretend forever. Men will not get up in their feelings about a girl who they claimed in their mind who may or may not have really been his.
Those are boy problems.
You mix some alcohol into it, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, oh, but you know, I was feeling hurt. Oh, that was supposed to be me. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. Y'all tussle it out. And all of a sudden, next day, you're like, all right, man, I understand. So that's you.
That's kid
you know,
shit. That is not man shit.
F that bitch,
that
blah, 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 blah.
That is not man shit. That's kid happened. Shit.
I've seen men do it.
You better not put your hands on me over no bitch from the damn club. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Really? Seriously? I'll be looking at you so confused through the whole scuffle. What the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck off of me. No, that is not what men do.
Men are hyper territorial.
What'd you say I was? My man's from the Mac?
Yes.
Yeah, the Mac.
Goldie.
Goldie from the Mac.
Goldie was a pimp.
He was a pimp.
Yeah.
I'm prone to say pimp shit sometimes.
There you go.
But what I am saying is that if you get around, you haven't crossed a certain line with this
yes.
chick, she's going to choose.
I think that's the line is important.
The line is very important. Now, if y'all already did something, or if I know True. Your heart's involved in this,
fair enough.
Then
yes.
that's off limits. Like yeah. Stacey said, that's my friend. You met her yesterday. If you don't go somewhere, sit your ass in the
I will say this too. I will say this: men, when they get their heart
in the bathroom,
yeah, because men, and I think men will stake their claim early and often. Like mm-hmm. we'll say up front, like yeah, that's me right there.
Like what you mean? I need qualification as yeah. to what the hell that means.
All right, so
what you mean that's you?
So we all right. So you we you and I yeah it, we you smash that. You gonna smash that?
You gonna smash that?
You feeling her? Is
how
that
long
you?
You been talking? My mind, like, after I ask smash, I'm gonna ask, how long have you been talking to her? I met her last night. I'm like, you better sit your
wait,
ass
no, after
down.
I smash?
No. Oh, if you didn't smash.
Right.
In this situation, she yeah. didn't have sex with him. She met him last night.
Right.
So.
They made out.
So?
I'll see
you. You met him last. Mm-hmm. Y'all was drunk.
But she was feeling him.
Does she remember it?
Obviously, she was telling her friend about it.
Does he remember it?
Yeah. So, yeah.
They was drunk kissing. I remember back in my younger days, that was my M.O. How you doing?
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. See, I was a kissing ass.
A kissing hoe.
I'll throw them lips, yeah, from the free throw.
See, my thing is, if I kiss you, like, we go together. Like, that's
really? Kissing is so intimate.
I make stalkers out of a kiss, y'all. I just do it just to see how it affects people.
Wow. See, for me, if I kiss you.
Looking all in their eyes with the damn strobe light and the smoke.
Really?
From the club.
Kissing is more intimate than sex.
Yeah, I'm with Irvin on this one. I don't just kiss anyone. Like,
yeah, back in my younger days, I would use that powerful intimacy just to fuck with you.
That's some evil genius type stuff right there. That you're using it as a tool.
I was getting my Shere Khan on. But my whole thing is, Stacey, you're right. And as women go, it's just, she put out there, I like him. And she's being a good friend if she does it. Well, you're being a good friend if you don't flirt around with someone that your friend has said she likes.
Right.
That's the women's side of things. Mm-hmm. On the men's side of things, there's a lot of weight put into the fact that you just met this chick last night and y'all ain't had sex yet. Fuck that kiss. Yeah. I don't care about that kiss.
Yeah, all right.
I don't. I think for me, if she's
if she acting like she feeling me while the three of us are out. Okay, she kissed you last night. She kissing me tonight. I mean, this is a jump off. Are we really about to tussle over this?
Yeah.
Really?
If it's been proclaimed,
I've been eating long enough. If she's not being greedy,
if she's proclaimed as the jump off, and we all understand that, that's different. But let's say, here's the thing. All right, so next scenario. So you are a prolific house party thrower.
I am.
You are. So let's say I meet a young lady, and then I bring her to a house party. At what point is she no longer fair game for the other lions there?
Oh, now if you brought someone to the house party, then we're going to naturally assume that's you.
Okay.
No, I'm not about to. If you brought somebody to my house.
All right.
Like, no, I'm not going to assume that you just brought a lamb to the slaughter. No, I'm assuming this is you.
So it's not true Velociraptor rules then. It's strictly.
No. We took it strictly. You took it from in the streets.
Right. And that's what I want to. That's
to
what
my man's house.
That's what I want to designate. Like, so
I'm
it's the.
To my man's house. I'm assuming that you ain't just brought no streets to my crib. I'm assuming that most. I mean, you might. But I'm assuming that if you do, you're going to act accordingly, too. You're going to be like, go out there. Go stand in the corner by yourself. One of these savages will rip you in half soon enough. I mean, that's the way.
Why you always bring my personal history into these things?
You don't want to put it. I didn't say anything. That could have been hypothetical. But my whole thing is, if you bring somebody to the house, I'm going to assume that's you.
Fair enough. Okay.
Nobody's going to really be on something that you brought to the house. But we're talking about if you bring it to public, out to a public venue, someone that I know you just met yesterday, as a man, that's fair game. But as I will agree with Stacey, as a woman, y'all got a whole different set of rules, and you're supposed to stay away from what your homegirl claimed.
Fair enough. All right, Stacey, what's your final word on this one?
Okay, so my final word is, I do agree with Paul in terms of she should not have brought her friend with her, because that would have avoided this situation entirely. However, she did. And I do feel like you need to have a conversation with your friend, because that's her question. What should she do? You should have a conversation with your friend and let her know that you didn't think that was appropriate for her to be flirting with this guy when you told her that this was someone that you really were interested in. And let it go from there. If you feel like, he chose you, and if you're okay with her dating him, then go ahead and let her date him. But you should let her know that you weren't happy with what she did. Just, out of friendship courtesy, just have that conversation and let her know. So that's my final word on that one.
And that friendship is over.
I wouldn't say that it's over, but let me say this. You now know what you're dealing with.
Yes. Okay. What it is
I'm gonna call it
it's open. It's not over. It's open. Now my eyes are open to my friend. I know how my friend's cut now.
Exactly. All right,
so I would say this.
Exactly.
In my very limited experience with women, this friendship will linger on and limp on, but it'll always be passive aggressive. It'll always be shady.
Never underestimate a woman's ability to forgive her bestie.
Yeah, let me say this. I'm not going to go into too many details about this, but I had a situation where one of my really good friends slept with someone I was dating. And we're
slept
friends
with him.
Of course, she went and she got married and she's moved on. And obviously, that guy and I are no longer dating.
Wait, she married the dude you slept with?
No. She married someone else.
Okay.
But we got past it. So, we've been friends forever. So I'm not about to let a guy that I don't really care about that much.
What age range was this?
We were in our, early 20s.
This sounds like some kiddie shit anyway.
It kind of does. Early 20s, I feel like there's some elasticity and some bounce back. I feel like you take a woman in her 40s, mid-30s, that's not going down that way. Because all of a sudden now there's like a lot of like, look, you're a grown-ass woman. You're supposed to understand how this game is played. And, we both
On Stacey's scenario or on this story scenario?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Stacey's scenario.
No, on Stacey's scenario, you're absolutely right. In the late, mid-30s,
well,
late 30s,
that's, 40s, yeah, that's, nah, nah. That's different.
Yeah.
That's unforgiving.
So early 20s, you're going to bounce back. Guys come, like every week you meet another guy. And as you get older.
What was that guy to you? Was it, you just went out? Or
no, it was someone I was dating.
You were?
Like we dated.
Stacey dating or normal dating?
Stacey dating.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Oh, no, he got the seal of approval.
She got that Jesus type forgiveness about her.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Paul, what's your final word for this? Wait.
Look, if I was driving down a country road hungry.
All right.
And the only thing I could find to eat was McDonald's.
Yep.
I don't like McDonald's like that. Mm-hmm. I walk into McDonald's just prepared to go ahead and make that concession. And then all of a sudden, there's a Chick-fil-A kiosk with samples. I could go the McDonald's route. I can take that crispy Chick-fil-A sample. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the sample. And McDonald's better not be mad because you had the fucking sample there for me to choose from.
Right? Fair.
So don't bring sand to the beach. If this is someone who you are not completely involved with, then your friend shouldn't be there. Have your first date by yourself.
Yeah, I think that's what's supposed to happen. Absolutely.
Wrong?
No, we agree.
Down south, we have a saying that you can't ride two horses with one ass. And I think she tried to ride two horses with one ass. When she tried to make two people happy, you end up just going to make them both upset. So
yes,
you need to stand up for what you – and I know I say this type of thing. Everybody gets kind of down on me about it. But it's like, look, you got to be selfish in this world.
But your friend,
you got to look out for yourself. Like in that moment, had you been true and said what you really wanted, everyone would have been happy. But when you try to make everybody else happy, you just make none of them happy.
But at the end of the day – you ain't about to stop being friends with this chick over some dude that you met the last night.
Right.
So just understand that your friend is going to cut something if you bring it to the table. So stop bringing stuff to the table around her and get on with your life.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Next story. I'm a 30-year-old female and have been dating a very wonderful, successful 35-year-old man for approximately 1 year now. When I say wonderful, I mean he is caring, sensitive, ambitious, intelligent, loving man. Yes. In the midst of his wonderful qualities, I have a very big concern.
What's that?
I think he may be homosexual.
The main
reason I feel this way is because of difficulties in our sexual relationship. Our sex life appears to lack passion. When we do have sex, which is not that often, once or twice a month, he has difficulty maintaining an erection, but has no problem maintaining with oral sex.
Yeah.
I'm also concerned that he does not touch my body in ways that communicate sexual desire for me. He has dated other women in the past and has told me that his previous relationships was very much controlled sexually. Most of his previous girlfriends have been older and divorced with children. They also have had voluptuous body types. While I'm petite and thin and have never been married, I feel he enjoyed the chivalrous role he played with these women. I also know that he enjoys watching pornographic movies and often masturbates with these. He also went through a depression about 1.5 years ago, did not take medication. But he feels this has nothing to do with it. We have openly discussed his lack of sexual desire for me openly. Although he tells me he does not have a solid reason or solution and that he believes we will get past this. He has mentioned that his relationship is the first one that seems so right, free of conflict or situations that could give him an easy outlet. He says that scares him and is very new for him, which can influence the development of intimacy. Also do not spend the night with him. And he states this prevents us from living our relationship and developing more intimacy.
Did she say she does or does not spend the night?
Does not.
Okay.
Yep. We have also discussed the body frame issue, which sincerely I don't buy and frankly upsets me that this would even be considered as an issue. I often question if I'm just plain naive and taking any of these explanations into consideration and becoming angry with myself. When we discuss homosexual themes, he has told me he is not gay, although he doesn't blame me for thinking this. I wish there was a how to know if your boyfriend is gay checklist. I'm sure other women are probably in my same situation. Although he doesn't have any of the stereotypical gay traits, I don't want to marry him and years later find out he has been repressing his homosexual desires. Nowadays, you just never know. I should also mention that my previous relationship was with a younger man whose sexual libido was quite the opposite, very high. Have I lost what normalcy is? Can I be so full of myself that I cannot consider the possibility that a man is not instantly aroused by me? When we discuss homosexual men marrying, he states that men do this to camouflage because of their career. Can he be talking about himself? His father was very much homophobic and he greatly admired his father. His dad's acceptance is a big factor. He has also mentioned his parents sent him to a camp when he was little so he could toughen up, since they felt he was becoming too much of a mama's boy. And he is a sensitive guy. I come from a Hispanic family where men really play the macho role. Can this be playing a factor as well? Am I reading too much into this? Please help. So, Paul, you seem to be very excited about this one, so we'll start with you.
So, that whole story was like an emotional roller coaster.
Really?
I was in one place, and then mm-hmm. she said something that took me to a different place, and then another.
Okay.
So, let me start with this.
Yes.
My man has an experience of voluptuous women.
Mm-hmm.
And then he met the skeleton.
Wow. This is what you keyed off of?
Ooh, I wish you... Oh, my God. This show needs to be on television. If you could have seen Stacey's face when I said that shit.
I will work on it.
Stacey act like I pushed the red button that you're not supposed to. She's like,
oh, boy. Here we go.
Skeletor. E-Man.
Wow.
My man said that he's used to frivolous relationship with illustrious women. Mm-hmm. And then here comes, she said she's admittedly very petite and small in frame.
Mm-hmm. She didn't say plus, manly.
I didn't say manly.
Oh, okay. I thought you said manly. I was like, you did say manly.
Sorry. All right. I said manly, I didn't mean to say that. No. But she's small. And yeah. So let's take a couple of factors into consideration here. Let a man talk to you about some male issues for a moment. Mm-hmm. Cosign or tell me when I start lying.
Absolutely.
My man's 35 years old. He's in his mid-30s. Mm-hmm. He masturbates frequently, mm-hmm. which means that he shoots his shot on a regular basis. At the age of 35, you don't have as many shots to shoot as you do when you are in your younger 20s. Once again, camera, focus on Stacey's face right now. So you have someone who masturbates on the regular, and his preferred venue mm-hmm. is a voluptuous woman. So by the time he's showing up to Sticks and Twigs,
wow.
He just ain't got as much for you as that 20-year-old guy that was just happy to be fucking. So that's one factor. You're saying that you just don't buy the fact that he could possibly just not be into. I mean, I've got a vagina. Why would he not want this? He's 35 years old, baby. He's not excited by the fact that you just got naked. He has preferences now at this point in his life, and you may not be fulfilling his preferences. Also, he's in his mid-30s, which means that if he's wearing his body, if he's taxing his body on his own, he may not have a whole hell of a lot left for you. Right. We don't know what this guy's build is. We don't know what his health structure is. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that go into that. He might be overweight. He might not have a good diet. He might have all kinds of reasons why he has erectile dysfunction in his mid-30s. So simple fact that you don't fit his body build, that is a real play. I have not heard anything in this story, in the text, that says that my man may be gay. Except one thing.
Okay.
That was suspect.
Well, all right. Come with it.
Stacey's looking at me like she might have already picked up on it too.
Okay.
The suspect shit he said that I can't see any straight man saying is, I could see why you would say I might be gay.
No, I don't think that's it.
I have a problem with that. Like,
okay, well,
let Stacey in on this and let me know. But he's like, I can see where you get that. Irv.
You can't use
your girl that you've been humping around with for a year says, babe, I don't know how to tell you this, but I feel like you might be homosexual. And you say, I can see where you get that from. Is that your heterosexual reaction to that?
Okay.
Stacey, chime in.
Right. Wait, no, you're going to ask that question then click off.
Right.
No. All right, so if she asked me that, sorry, so there's two answers here. There's the professional Irvin answer.
The real Irvin answer.
All right, so after I pop her one across the chops, you're going to learn to mind me, woman. No, I'm just kidding. See, here's the thing, though, right? Because if, on one level, it's like, you know what? You should be, like, the male ghetto response should be like, I should be highly upset and da-da-da. But this is what I think about that, right? If someone were to say, like, oh, you know, I think you're gay, and you got highly offended, what you're really saying is something wrong with being gay, right? Mm-hmm. If a white woman saw two other white people saying, you know, acting ghetto or something, say, oh, they act so black. Why is that? That's the same thing. You can't say a person's characteristics just because you assume a person is of another subset and that's a bad thing.
No, I disagree completely.
No.
Because if a woman were to say to you, I think you date white women, you're offended by that, even though you believe that there's nothing wrong with dating white women, correct? There's nothing wrong with dating a white woman. But if someone were to look at you, hear you speak, and then just say, you look like you date white women, that would be a problem. So it's a problem, period, for someone to make that assumption about you.
So we have to dissect it out, right? So we have to dissect it. You have to dissect it from the standpoint of, if you were to say you thought I was gay, I would need to understand why you were saying that. Like, are you saying, like, why?
Would your answer be, I can see where you get that.
That might not be my answer first. But
should have to make a hell of a case.
Because we've been sleeping. Because here's the problem, right? Like, we've been sleeping together. All right, no. You know what? I have a personal story.
Okay.
So I was on the phone with a young lady about a couple years ago. And she actually said that. It was our first phone call. She was in my travel group, and she was taking a long road trip, and we started speaking. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're talking for like, you know, about 10, 15, 20 minutes. She's like, I got to ask you something. She's like, are you gay?
Oh.
And I was like, no, why would you say that? She's like, you just speak so well. I just kind of felt, you know, I just thought maybe you were gay. I'm like, no. And in that moment, mm-hmm. I wasn't. Now, if you add, we've been sleeping together for a year.
Bang. Bingo.
that's gonna that's what sets me off, right? Because right. The idea of like, wait a minute, what is it about me that's make you think that I don't like women and I'm giving you the best that I've got every, you know, once or twice a month towards the store. But so yeah, that's my, it's a convoluted answer and it's tricky. I don't want to just come off and saying just because you suspect me as gay, that means you're, I'm
that's the only that's suspect wrong? Thing from Texas.
That's just tricky.
Saying. That's the, out of everything that she said, none of it sound, mm-hmm. You having sex twice a month, he doesn't get it up for you, all that stuff. Yeah. None of that screams gay to me. The only thing that sounds remotely gay is the fact that you call this man you've been humping with for a year gay and he's like, oh, I can see where you get that from.
It's tricky for me. Go ahead, Stace. What do you have?
All right, my turn?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, from what she submitted, what she said, I also didn't pick up on anything that would be a red flag for me to say, okay, he's gay. For me, there were no indications that this man is gay based off of what you gave us. Now, what I will say is maybe he is not as attracted to you physically, as you mentioned, Paul, just because that does happen. You know, you're not going to be as attracted to every single person that you sleep with. Yeah. And this might be this particular case where he really vibes with this woman.
Yep.
He really, you know, has chemistry with her on every other level. But sexually, that chemistry is not there because he has a certain body type that he is physically attracted to. Mm-hmm. So you can't just assume that this man is gay because he's not sexually attracted to you.
Very true. Very true.
Now, in terms of what Paul said with him saying that, you know, I could see where you could, you know, get that or what. I don't remember the specific quote.
Yeah.
I disagree with you, Paul. And I'm going to tell you why I disagree with you.
Let's get it.
He's probably heard this a lot, considering that he said that growing up, his parents sent him to camp to toughen up because he's a sensitive guy. He's a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. And because he's only sleeping with her once or twice a month, he probably is like, well, I guess I could see where you might think that because I'm not really, you know, he's sleeping with you like that. Right. And I'm thinking he could just be open-minded because there are some guys like you, Irvin, where if you act a certain way, I'm sorry, no, where people can assume that if you act a certain way, people just assume like, oh, maybe he's gay. I'm not saying I thought you were gay, Irvin, when I met you. But what I'm saying is,
no offense taken.
Okay, good. But there are certain guys, if you dress a certain type of way, if you speak a certain type of way, if you're not throwing yourself at every woman, a woman will sit there and just assume just because you're not hitting on her, oh, he must be gay.
But like, those are early observation. We talking about somebody that had been humping for a year.
No.
But like you said, like you may have heard this quite often.
Right.
Some men are
He heard it quite often from someone he'd been with for a year?
Possibly. He may be effeminate. Like, my belief is that sexuality is fluid. And like, not everybody is 100% male or 100% female. Some people may have traits of both. Some people may have been raised in a household with a very domineering woman, and they've picked up on those traits that's what they think is who they are, you know, that's who they are.
And let me say this. If you ask a man, and this is just my personal opinion, if you ask a man, a woman, whoever, if they're gay and they lose it, then I'm going to wonder if you are gay.
Because if you are that
comfortable in your sexuality and who you are, why would you be so offended?
No, I'm not saying lose it. Right. What I'm saying is what Irvin said earlier.
Yeah.
If I've been with someone for a year, we've been having a sexual relationship.
But you're sleeping once or twice a month.
Hold on. Whatever. But we're having, that's our sex life at that point. You've been dealing with it for 12 months. So now on 13 months, now you got a fucking problem? No. We've been having our relationship for a year. And then at the end of a year, you're like, babe, I think you're kind of gay. Are you gay? I'm going to, at the very least, have questions.
But we don't know if she said this just now. This could have been something that she said months ago.
Fair enough. Yeah. But if we've been having sex, period, at the very least, I'm going to have questions. I'm not just going, regardless of what happened in my childhood when I was a mama's boy, none of that shit. At the very least, I'm going to be like, well, where do you get that
from? But how do we know she didn't ask those questions? And maybe after he, you know, got his responses and his answers,
then I agree with you. But according to the text, she said, babe, you're gay. And he's like, I can see where you get that from. So if it's as cut and dry as the way it was written, And if it's as cut and dry as the way it's written, because all we have is the text.
Right.
Yeah.
So if it's cut and dry as the way it was written, then I have a problem with that. But even then, that's only suspect. That's not, hey, he's on fire, baby. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that out of everything, There is nothing that screams gay. That's the only thing that is remotely suspect.
I agree. Yeah. Now, what I will say is if she says that he enjoys watching pornographic movies, if he was watching pornographic movies where there were men
yes.
having sex.
Right.
That might be a sign.
That's beyond
that
a sign.
That might be a sign.
But if he's watching pornographic movies with women that are voluptuous.
Yes, exactly. That's yeah. why then, that's why I go back to the Skeletor.
But see, I think, no, I picked up on something slightly different.
Uh-oh,
I'm sorry. Stace, I cut you off.
Go ahead.
So he talked about that in his previous relationships, he was sexually controlled.
Oh, yes, he did say that.
I think what she's come across is she's come across as submissive. Mm-hmm. And
observation.
He's used to a dominant woman who puts him in his place, who says, look, this is what you're going to do.
Absolutely right.
You know, you're a little.
A
big dominant woman. And I'm saying.
Someone of small stature can't put him in his place.
Well, they can.
Yes, they can.
If you have the right attitude and
the right weapons.
The right weapons. Some call them toys. Whatever. Relationship. As long as she has the right relationship enhancement devices. Mm-hmm. But I think basically, I'm sure if we look into his porn selections,
mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of those are of the BDSM mm-hmm. nature.
Yes.
I think basically what she's come across is submissive.
Yes.
Who is not used to taking control, being the guy. She said she was used to a younger guy.
Yes, who was beating her up.
Right.
Yes,
who's coming in charge. And now
she wants that from my mans.
Right, and he's like, you know what? You need to beat me first.
Yes,
you need to tell me I've been bad, and you know, I need to go sit in the corner
first.
Ain't
shit, call me all kinds of bitches and hoes, and
exactly.
then you'll see this yes. thing stand up
exactly
the way it's supposed to, the way it's used to.
That's what I picked.
Yeah,
up.
Okay,
you know what? I'm inclined to agree with that.
So this is my advice mm-hmm. to her would be, let's look at his collection. What is he watching?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
And pick up from some cues with that. And if that is the case,
mm-hmm.
then you know you need to step up your more aggressive game in the bedroom.
If you like that type of thing.
If she's okay
with
that.
Yes. My advice is of a more comprehensive nature, including what Stacey said. My advice is, for starters,
mm-hmm.
get your head out your ass. Just because he doesn't like you doesn't make him gay. So first off,
he
likes her.
Yeah.
Sexually is what I'm talking about. Okay. My man is with you because you are providing him with a relationship unlike any he has experienced. And so he is willing to compromise his preferences physically so that he can enjoy a life with you that he is enjoying. So that he can enjoy himself, period. That's a good thing. So I need you to, for starters, get your head out your ass. Just because he doesn't want to hump you doesn't mean he's gay. That means that he's got some physical barriers that you don't comply with that he needs to get his mind wrapped around. There's some ways you can help that. Like Stacey said, examine his pornographic material. See what he's into. Ask some questions rather than making some assumptions.
All right. So I want to add two more branches. I think you guys gave great final words on this one. So if it does turn out that he is gay, then you need to explore, like, is that something you're interested in, having a polyamorous relationship, or is that something you're not interested in and you need to end it? Also, but if you do come across and find out that he is of the BDSM nature, couple things. Number one, get a safe word. Number two, also get a safe gesture in case you can't, you know, someone can't use their mouth and need to say that there's enough of this. That's some stuff I've heard from a friend who I'm just going to sprinkle in right here. But
someone else, of course.
Of course, right. But
long time ago.
It's very important that if this person does have struggles with their sexuality, don't just hit them with the judgment stick and shot, because you don't know where that's going to send them. You know, mm-hmm. take your time. Treat this person like someone that you have, been in a relationship with for a year and a half, and treat them like a fucking human being if that's just too, you know, too out there to think about. But you know, this is still a person you care about. If they are struggling with that, you know, take it day by day, and you know, walk with them, or at least be honest with them, and you know, walk away.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Judge Judy doesn't need to be in the bedroom.
Very cool. All right.